Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Mayshawn, and this is The Lyrical. Immediately, you're taken into a scene of what could be a horror film. As they describe the setting and the different scary and eerie aspects to it, this part of the track, while catchy, also feels like the beginning of a story that's about to unfold. The singer then tries to tap into the way somebody might feel in a horrifying situation and what their physiological response might be. He's putting himself in the shoes of somebody about to be murdered. What the fuck did I just say murdered like that for? It's a girl that is running for her life. But is she really? It's a serious situation that this person is in, and they're not gonna make it out of it. He also provides us with a better indication of what this girl might be running from. In this instance, some fucked up creature with 40 or so eyes. As the foreshadowing starts to set in, we start to wonder if the artist could be the one thing that saves her. The singer then almost starts to portray the woman's situation as a fun time. This is what she signed up for. A thrilling escape from death kind of experience. Is this horror, or is he helping her tap more into some sort of fetish? This is the part of the song where the singer outlines how this girl has reached the end of her rope. And there is no time left, and if she wants to make it out of here alive, she's gonna need some help. Specifically, she's gonna need his help. Now, the singer has seemingly entered the scenario and put himself right in the thick of what's going on. He's now with this girl as they navigate through the horror, and he makes it clear how these mutant-type zombie monsters are poised to attack from all angles, and that this girl's only chance is him. Oh, you're scared? Well, there's one person that can make all the bad things go away, and in the process, show you a damn good time. The singer has now straight up put it down for this woman, coming at her to say, I'll make you feel things even more powerful than these horrific creatures that have been chasing you all night. It's a direct sexual innuendo, outlining how if this woman fucks the singer tonight in the midst of all this horror, it will be the thrill of her life. And the singer's performance in bed will overshadow all the crazy shit that's happened. So in the end, the horror that this girl experienced all throughout the night was nothing compared to the experience she had with the artist in the sack. This Grammy Award-winning track was produced by Quincy Jones and written by Rod Temperton. And many people consider it a pop culture phenomenon and the anthem for the holiday Halloween. Temperton is quoted as saying that he wanted to write something theatrical to suit Jackson's love of film. Today's lyrical is none other than Michael Jackson's 1982 mega hit, Thriller. I'm Dr. Mayshawn, and this is Lyrical.